like to call the House Special Committee on Energy to order. It's 10:18, February 14th. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. And present today are Representative Clayman, Representative Johnson, Representative Johnston, Representative Vice Chair Sponholz, Representative Rauscher, and Representative Westlake. We have a full committee and certainly have a quorum today. Today we'll be hearing for the third time hearing on HB 81 eligibility for Alaska energy efficient loans. It'll be our only item of business today. And first I want to reopen public testimony, and we have online people and in the room, and we'll start with Chris Rose from REAP, who's in the room. If you could state your name on the record, Chris. And
thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is Chris Rose. I'm the Executive Director of REAP, Renewable Energy Alaska Project, which many of you know is a statewide coalition of over 80 organizations, utilities, independent power producers, businesses, NGOs, Native corporations, all supporting more renewable energy and energy efficiency in the state. And we support the passage of House Bill 81. We supported this bill when it was in the legislature the last couple of years. We also supported Senate Bill 220 back in 2010, which was the a bill that originally created the $250 million bonding authority at HFC to retrofit public buildings. Now, the baseline here is that energy efficiency works. It saves a ton of money for the community, and we think that that saves a lot of money to keep stays in our economy here in the state of Alaska. And, of course, this is a good time to keep money in our economy. The average savings in the residential programs has been 30%. We know that we could probably save 20-30% on public buildings and other commercial buildings. This particular bill addresses the tribal buildings and the nonprofits, which also have buildings that are not as efficient as they should be. This is simply a loan program. HFC is very good at making loans and doing a good job at underwriting this money. This bill could make money for the state. As we all know, HFC pays a dividend back to the state of Alaska every year. This could be part of HFC's portfolio. I think they'd be very careful in making sure that eligible entities were creditworthy before they were able to take up a loan. But this is something that will actually make money for the state and allow another tool out there for tribal entities and nonprofits to make their buildings more energy efficient, therefore keeping money in the economy. So I hope that you'll support House Bill 81. Thank you.
Any questions from the committee?
Yeah.
Representative Rauscher.
Thank you. Through the chair. Chris Hader.
Thank you.
You said that we pay dividends back to the state. How does that work?
Well, I'm not an expert on HFC, but essentially they have a portfolio that makes loans. A large part of that is to residential mortgages. And so as they make money on administering their portfolio, they pay it back a percentage of it back to the state of Alaska. So does ADA, Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority. So both of those entities are paying money back to the state based on the business activity that they are undertaking. And so this would be another part of their portfolio, increasing potentially the amount of the dividend.
And we do have someone from AHFC online, and that's Stacy Schubert, and maybe Stacy, you want to take a stab at that one? Stacy, did you hear the question? Are you online?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Yes, this is Stacy Schubert. Could you repeat the question, please?
Yeah, Representative Rauscher has a question for you.
Yes, through the chair, thank you. During Mr. Rose's testimony, he had talked about how HFC pays dividends back to the state, and I was just wondering how that works.
Mr. Rauscher, through the chair, again, this is Stacy Schubert, and it is true that we do pay a dividend to the state of Alaska. The dividend that's included in this year's budget is $30 million, and it's based on the activity from our mortgages and returns from our investment, and it's calculated at 75% of our adjusted net earnings.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Stacy.
You're welcome.
Any other questions for Mr. Rose or Ms. Schubert?
Thank you.
Seeing none. Is there anyone else wishing to testify? Yeah. none, I'd like to bring back the bill sponsor. State your name for the record, please.
Yes, Mr. Chair. For the record, my name is Jonathan Christ Tompkins, representative of District 35, rural Southeast Alaska.
Do you have an opening statement or any comments for the committee?
No, I just appreciate the diligence in vetting, you know, looking at all sort of dimensions of the issue and the idea, and also know, you know, we're all sort of on the same team here towards the common goal, and excited to see this move forward, however it moves forward.
Okay. I know last meeting we had some questions about using assets of the loan, depleting the loan, the potential for you know, if two entities were using the funds and not having it available for public buildings, which was initially intended. So if there's any questions about that, but let me first for the record close public testimony. And Representative Westlake.
Yes, thank you. And through the chair, and then the Representative Chris Thompson, thank you for bringing this forward. I mean, I'd heard the question from my esteemed colleague here, and one of the things that we envision, and I'm excited you're bringing this forward, is that with the energy savings, everything getting paid off after all, is the money realized is going to be spent at the local level, and I think that's what I always keep in mind, is the savings is going to be passed on at the local level after the whole loan is done. So I thank you for bringing this forward.
Are there any questions for the bill sponsor? Seeing none. Thank you, Representative. Do we have entertain a motion from the committee?
Yes, Mr. Chair. This move, HB 81 version number 353/A, is amended with the individual recommendations and the attached zero fiscal note.
Okay, there's a motion to move this bill from committee. Are there any objections? Hearing none, this HB 81 as amended moves from committee with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal note. And that's all our business for today. We will gavel out and then sign the paperwork. And with that, meeting's adjourned at 10:26.